Jesus, everyone has something to contribute and we all get to play. Judith.
Thank you, Andrew. Our reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 31a. It can be found on page 1153 if you wish to follow in the church Bibles. One body, many parts. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And through all its parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, "Oh, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not, for that reason, cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not, for that reason, cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged all the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. And if they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you." And the head cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers along with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But eagerly desire the greater gifts. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Judith. Really good. Well, it's brilliant. Got a kidney over there, got an eye over there, got an arm over there, got a leg at the back, got some feet over there, got a heart over there. Brilliant, isn't it? Got a nice haircut somewhere over at the back, I'm sure. Isn't that brilliant, that picture? You don't need to preach on that picture, does it? It's obvious. Aren't we stronger together? And isn't it brilliant that God has given his Holy Spirit so we can all contribute? And isn't it wonderful when we are a healthy body and the kidney's not going, well, I'm packed up, I'm not going to play ball. We're going to struggle here. Or the eye says, well, I could be an eye, but I'm not going to bother today. Isn't it incredible that we can be a body like that body? And God has promised to give his gifts to all of us. And you know, if we don't use the gifts God's given us, or take the time to find out what God has given us, then we are cheating one another and the body of Christ. If I don't use my gifts, I'm robbing the body of Christ. I'm making it harder for everyone else. But if I do use my gifts, hopefully, you're thinking, one or two things I hope I can do reasonably well. If I do use them, then hopefully I'm blessing the body of Christ. Hopefully I'm making this body function, just playing my small part, whatever part I may be. And when we all play our part, we all move in the glory of God. How wonderful we can be. Two quick problems I want to identify before we do something a little bit practical. The first one is gift envy. There are some people sitting in here, and I include myself in this, that look at someone else and go, I wish I had their gifts. It would be really easy it's obvious what they can contribute. And why can't I speak like that? Why can't I serve like that? Why haven't I got loads of money so I can help other people with their financial needs? Oh, I wish I had more of a heart of mercy, but I just can't seem to get this heart going. Gift envy will paralyze us. If we're envious about other people's gifts, then it distorts us finding our own gifts. The second problem. So repent of your gift envy if you've got it. The second problem is gift projection. My gift, it isn't, but it could be. So I'm just reading that one over there. My gift is serving. Why don't they all, that lot over there, serve? For goodness sake. I just want to see more servants in this church. If we had more servants, we'd be much better. My gift is in prophecy. I just wish people would operate in the prophetic in this church. It really annoys me. It gets no time. It gets none of this. Can you see how gift projection, play your part with your gift, don't expect others, because if we all were the prophetic people, or we were all the servants here, or we were all the healers here, or we were all the administrators here, we'd have a problem, wouldn't we? We'd all be jostling for position for a start. He can't run a body of Christ like that, and God knows that, and he wants to lavish. So, I delight in the fact that we have so many gifts here. Now, around the church, my friends, you know, I like these practical ones. Around the church are all the gifts, right? You've got to listen. They're up there. And then you know where to go in a minute, because I'm going to ask you to move to one of them. All right? Miraculous powers, administration, mercy, speaking in tongues, teaching, message of wisdom, artistic expression. That one's not up there, but it is up here. Pastoring, hospitality, apostles, sent pioneers, teaching, encouraging over there at the back, contributing to the needs of others by the coffee place, faith, why is my voice going squeaky? Helping others, serving, interpretation of tongues, healing, leadership, evangelism, something there, what is it? It's distinguishing between spirits, discernment, and prophecy, and word of knowledge. I'm not going to go through them again because I've done the teaching on all of them, so you'll just have to get with it. At the back there's some question marks as well. Now, some of you, it will be really clear what your primary spiritual gift is. You will know. Okay, you can only choose one. Some of you may operate in two or three or four of these. Probably not in more than that. But you need to choose one today. If you're really struggling, sometimes our nearest and dearest are better, whether they are friends or family, at pointing these out to us than we know ourselves. We sit there thinking, oh, I don't know what I'm good at. And the person next to you might be able to say, do you know, I've seen this on you. Talk amongst yourselves, and then don't be shy. Don't be modest. Please, it's not helpful to us today, right? Can you go to the one that you think is your primary gift when you've had a talk about it? I'm going to go to leadership, so I'm not being modest today. I think it's only because God's given that to me. I think that's a primary gift operating. If you really don't know after that, you can go to the question marks. But if you're fit and healthy, everyone's got to move. Chat and go.